You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
How's it going, Anthony? How are you?
I'm all right. How's everybody doing over there?
We're doing okay, man. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, well, you know what? I had no choice.
That right there is the kind of enthusiasm we love from our guests as they go on this publicity tour and they get battered by these inane questions. I am grateful to see your smile because I am a huge admirer of your story. Like, it could not have been easy to go from stand up to making the career you have. So I've been eager to talk to you about your journey because I think people might think the game was a little bit easier than you made it look.
Okay, we'd love to talk about it. We'd love to talk about it. And you know, there's nothing easy in this game. You know that.
Oh, but you've made it look easy, right? I don't know. You wanted to start as a stand-up comic, and that's the hardest thing. Like, how old were you? The hardest thing, that you did the bravest thing earliest in entertainment because you're like, I'm going to do stand-up comedy. It's just going to be me and my talent. And that's just a crazy life decision.
Yeah, well, I failed as a stand-up comic. So, you know, luckily for me, I had acting to fall back on. The first time I went on stage, I got booed off the stage. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I should try a different avenue.
So the decision was made that easy for you.
Yeah, you know, other people made the decision for me. So right. I was like, all right, well, you know, I did go to acting school. Let me see if this is going to pan out because you're not laughing at my jokes.
You should thank that audience.
Yeah, oh, I do all the time.
And so how does your journey make it from there to success or to career path or to, you know, making a living doing a thing you love?
You know, this, you know, being an actor is all I was passionate about since the age of 9. You know, I always said that I wanted to have an effect and an effect on people's work or on people's lives with my work. And you know, I was just a kid from Compton with a dream. And that's how it manifested itself, man. I was sitting in the back of the theater one day watching my mom, who was a horrible actress, perform or rehearse A Raisin in the Sun at Compton Community College. And I was in the back with my two younger brothers, and I looked up on stage and I said, that's what I'm gonna do with the rest of my life. So since the age of 9, this is all I've prepared myself to do. Like you said earlier, you know, wanted to dabble in stand-up, tried that early in my career and realized that maybe I'm not built for this. And you just continued my quest as an actor. You know, went to the High School for the Performing Arts here in Los Angeles, went to Howard University, was a theater major there, and just, you know, put my nose to the pavement and kept grinding until something happened.
Anthony, that is a terrible thing, a horrible thing to say about your mom. Terrible.
But you know what? The truth hurts. She knows that.
Come on.
She knows she's a horrible actress. But look, I'm in a position in my career and in my life now to give my mother the career that she always wanted. And she's loving it now, man. I mean, you know, she's been my co-host on our game show for 7 years now on To Tell the Truth with ABC. She's a part of my Smirnoff campaign. So, you know, we work together and we have a great time. We're actually going over to Europe in a couple of weeks for the next six, starting October 1st for the next 6 weeks to shoot a reality show in Europe. So I'm excited about all that. So, you know, it worked itself out.
You did that smoothly. I'd like to talk to you more because you run in here with one of these Smirnoff ads and you have to do this promotion. But I'd actually like to get to you to the heart of the story you just told, which is the idea of getting to give your mom a second chance at a career because of the career you've built, and saying things like nose to the pavement in the grindstone, which just sounds like you burying your face into the deepest part of the asphalt. And that's how you've brought this life about for you and your family.
I didn't know where you were going until you said asphalt. So, okay, yeah, because I dig my nose deep into it. But yeah, you know, the, like I said,
hell yeah. Dream. Hell yeah.
Baby.
No, you know what? You know, for the longest time, you know, my mother lived vicariously through me and my success. And I knew this was a dream of hers. You know, like I say, I sat through the horrible plays that she was a part of. I watched it. But, you know, I've had her on Black-ish. I've had her doing skits with me on Jimmy Kimmel and various other late night talk shows. And, you know, I saw the excitement in her eyes when, you know, when I just saw, you know, something in my mother come alive when, you know, we'd be performing together or she had the opportunity to entertain people. And I was like, you know what, one day we're going to make this happen. And that day is now. That day is present day. So, you know, just excited to be able to give her the opportunity to share her limited talent with the world.
Let me ask you a couple of rapid fire questions, if I may, before we talk about what you're doing with Smirnoff and a partnership, because that really is cool that you would be able to, you know, just travel the world with your mom on somebody's dime selling drinks. That sounds like
exactly
fun. That sounds
because
like
they can. Smirnoff can write bigger checks, much bigger checks than I can to my mom. So once they agreed to allow her to be a part of the program, I was like, woo! I called the accountant. I was like, take her off the books. She's on Smirnoff books now. Let's go.
All right. So I'm going to list some of your accomplishments here to you, and I'm going to ask you to pick one for me, even though this stuff can be hard to do. Among your stuff, me, myself, and Irene, Kangaroo Jack, Agent Cody Banks 2, Destination London, The Departed, Transformers, Scream 4. It's a resume. It's a movie resume. The most fun you ever had on one of those sets was what? Because some of this stuff can be not fun.
Oh, wow. Oh man. I'm going to say Kangaroo Jack. You know, I got to live in Australia for 6 months making that movie. And who can say they worked with a kangaroo? All right. I fought with the kangaroo. I joked with the kangaroo. I slept with the kangaroo. Yeah, I'm going to say Kangaroo Jack was the most fun.
Rapid fire. Behind the scenes on Me, Myself, and Irene. Fun or miserable?
Oh, fun. Jim Carrey was the best to work with alongside the Farrelly brothers and Me, Myself, and Irene.
The Farrelly brothers, are they genius indeed? Like, are they Coen brothers amazing for comedy?
Both. Misunderstood geniuses.
The Departed, the work behind the scenes on The Departed. What do you remember?
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a classic. What do I remember? I remember coming to work the first day of work, and I remember the press asking me, but actually before we started work, they were like, so what do you think this movie's going to do? I was like, I'm going to win Martin Scorsese an Oscar. And they were like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm going to win Martin Scorsese an Oscar. I was like, you know, Leo hasn't done it yet, so I'm going to do it now. So the first day I got to work, there was a press clipping with that quote on the mirror in the makeup trailer. And the makeup department looked at me like, yo, Leo's going to be upset when he sees this. I was like, why? It's the truth. Fast forward a year later, who wins the Oscar for best film? Martin Scorsese. Why? Because of moi.
There it is. There it is. Arrogance, sheer arrogance of this man. The work you're proudest of. You got to pick one before you get out of here. They're not giving us much time with you, and I've got 1,000 questions. Pick one of them that you're proudest of to work on, to have your face on.
Blackish for the last 8 years on ABC, hands down.
I appreciate your time here.
Hello, Smirnoff.
And appreciate your work. Yes, tell
hey,
the people.
Hey, Dan, we're not going anywhere until we talk about Smirnoff.
I just feel like a prostitute. You're making
well, look, well, I'm paying you for your time.
I want to ask you good questions. I've got millions of them, and it's like, no, just one more. We got to get him out of here. Smirnoff,
no,
Smirnoff,
well, you Smirnoff. Don't have to ask me anything. I will go on. September 8th at SoFi Stadium, I am kicking off the NFL season with my partners, Smirnoff. And we are going to be looking for people to have the best job in America as cocktail coordinator. Now, these people can upload their best cocktail recipes and in videos in a 60-second form and go to bestjobinamericasmirnoff.com. Go there. Upload your video, and you can win tickets to the Super Bowl.
I mean, Super Bowl tickets.
Very aggressive. See, very
damn you, Dan. Your job was to talk to me about Smirnoff, not aggressive. About my personal
I
life.
I feel like a prostitute. I feel like a prostitute bought by liquors, the liquor industry.
Best job in America, Smirnoff.com. Cocktail coordinator. Kickoff, me, Baron Davis, SoFi Stadium, September 8th. You can upload your videos starting September 7th. Woo! Talk about prostitute. Woo! I got it all in there before you kick me off.
Stop Barry yelling Davis. At us. Stop yelling at us.
He's our co-host. I mean.
Thank you, sir.
Kangaroo Jack got 8% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
Yo, that movie made over $100 million.
What?
I don't care.
You're
how
lying. Anderson, you're lying to me. You're drunk. You're drinking Smirnoff.
So apparently there's a character limit on Twitter as far as how short your handle can be?
Yep.
How short?
So anything lower than 3, they won't let you have, right? But if you look at guys like, I'm trying to think, Kyler Murray has K1.
Yeah.
He's got 2. Oh. AOC has 3, AOC, right?
AOC, yeah.
But the normal Twitter user cannot go less than 3.
No, 3 or less.
Less than 4.
Less than 4,
whatever. Yeah. I'm not good at math.
It's crazy because the person who has @Amin on Twitter has had it since 2007 and tweets daily. I keep waiting for him to mess up.
What's their beat? Like, what do they do? Like, what do they tweet about every single day?
Man, it's first of all, a lot of it's not in English. Second of all,
but this conversation began because I was saying I really want @Chris. I want to be.
Dude, who's @Chris?
What about @Witty?
You know what? It's not a bad shot. I'm gonna look into that.
Somebody's
got
to
be already on
very quickly.
Yeah,
as soon as this goes out, it will be gone.
Chris Tyson is @Chris.
Mr. Beast's videos.
He has 953,000 followers and he's active, so I can't really have a go at him.
Wait, Mr. Beast? Isn't that like a popular YouTube guy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. @Witty is also there as well. Hasn't tweeted since May the 24th, 2019. They have 112 followers.
That might be one you can get. That might be one.
But how would you go about getting it? Yeah. I mean,
like, I got a guy.
You got a guy?
Well, I got a guy
at
Twitter.
Can you get that guy to get us verified?
Yeah,
because this has been a ridiculous thing for years now.
Can you do that?
Actually, I don't want to be verified.
I do.
Never mind. Let me
just say this right now. This part where everyone asks to get verified, why? Why is it so important to you guys?
I want to do super followers. That's why I want to be verified.
Let's do it.
I tried to, and they haven't responded to me. I'm assuming it's because I'm not verified. That's why I'm assuming they haven't
responded. I got an answer for that. It makes my job way easier.
Exactly.
Like when you tweet something, I mean, mm-hmm. I see it instantly. But when Maze tweets something about your podcast, Cinephobe, I never see it because it gets in the sea of just haters and shit. So in the verified column
is magnifique. I love
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
What is that like? Just tell me about it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Verified
it's
wonderful.
And also,
doesn't it make you feel like you're like, oh, like I only care what these people are. Like? Don't you ever go in the other ones? Like, let me go back.
I always start in the verified column. I work my way left.
It makes like Sunday live tweeting basketball games and football games easy. It's like, oh, Witty just said this.
But you guys don't use lists?
I use lists.
I'm not gonna use it for the Levitar Show account.
Why not?
Because that's a whole nother job I gotta do.
You know what, Juju? I already have a Metal Arc list. I'm gonna build it out with everyone on there, so you can have it and you can follow it from the Levitard Show.
Because then it's account. Just right there. You just swipe left,
go to list, and everything's there.
Get a nice little recap of what everybody said. Okay, yeah. He posted this, he posted that, she posted this.
I also recommend Tweet Logics for everyone that really wants to get out there.
Tweet Logics, baby.
Improve that experience. I got on the ground floor Tweet Logics before it was a paid app.
When it was free, Tweet Logics.
It's $9.99 now.
Back before Twitter understood like developing its own app was is important.
Yeah.
I mispronounced developing there. I had stumbled on that.
What a transition, because right now,
I mean, this guy's a pro.
We're going to play the Suey for best mispronunciation from this year. Chris, what do you got in this category?
I love this category. It's a Stugatz staple. Most of them are him, but there are two random other ones. Amin, one of them.
Wow. What? Let's hear it. Mispronunciation from the last year.
And now, the Suey nominees for Best Mispronunciation. Dan Levitard, Quicksand.
Quickstand.
Amin El-Hassan, Tua Tungavaloa's last name.
Blah, blah, blah.
Stugatz, without.
You're out.
Typically.
Typical.
Opportunity.
Opportunity.
Is.
It.
I order. Versace.
Versace.
Top. Didn't.
But.
I think.
Well,
possession.
Possession.
Moment. Care.
Okay,
Monologue. Peter Cetera's last name.
Katera.
Mercedes Lewis.
Marcadius Lewis.
High school.
Wait, what?
Woo.
Wait, so this last one?
High school.
that was the one that Meech got.
That's
right. That was Stump the Meech. He got that, and he guessed high school.
The greatest moment in Stump the Meech.
I mean, he gave him a little hint that it was education related.
I mean, still.
I know I don't want to taint the waters, but him calling moment, moan it.
was it Marcadius Lewis?
There was one that sounded like why I oughta.
You want to just play it again? play it again.
Run it back.
There you go.
And now, the Suey nominees for Best Mispronunciation. Dan Levitard, Quicksand.
Quickstand.
Amin El-Hassan, Tua Tungavaloa's last name.
Blah, blah, blah.
Stugatz, without.
You're out.
Typically.
Typical.
Opportunity.
Opportunity.
Is. I order.
I order.
Versace.
Versace.
Top. Didn't.
But.
I think.
Well, I.
Possession.
Possession.
Moment. Care.
K.
Monologue. Peter Cetera's last name.
Katera.
Mercedes Lewis.
Marcadius Lewis.
High school.
The man said, I order it.
Wait, instead of I order, it sounded like why I oughta.
I mean, you worried about Tuanon coming after you for mispronouncing Tua's last name.
I nailed it. What are you guys talking about?
Careful. This isn't a bunch you want to upset.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.